だけの頼りない翼でもきっと飛べるさ。
Hello everyone, and welcome to special episode 16 of Lost in Translation Month. I'm May.
And I may or may not be Jay.
And basically what we just did, we just watched the Try Chapter 4 PV that was released a few days ago, and we're just going to discuss very brief thoughts about it. So if you haven't watched it yet and you kind of want to, it'll be linked in the description. So we will be discussing the PV in detail, even though it's, you know, what a minute, all 1 minute of it. So, but if you don't want to be spoiled for what happens in Try Chapter 4, don't listen. Also, if you haven't seen any of the previous parts, obviously, don't listen, because this will be talking about everything that we've seen so far in Try, including the most recent PV. So, yeah, just a quick spoiler warning for you.
It was really nice as well that we got to see this one in English in some manner.
With subtitles, yeah.
So she understood what was happening. And that was really good. So what I noticed, what I actually only realized just now, was that we open up with the illusion of the Digimon Emperor standing across from somebody.
Yeah, the final scene from Chapter 3, or one of the final scenes.
And it's very odd, and then it turns, and the person they're standing across from is Marco?
Marky.
Here's the thing. Why was he back in the Emperor illusion when he had just taken it down at the end of the last episode?
Well, that was the exact scene from the last Chapter 3. That wasn't anything
I thought
new.
They were standing closer to each other.
No, that was the exact scene, Jay.
Oh, okay. I thought that's different. All right.
No, it's the same.
Fair enough. My memory's really bad.
I know.
So there were also Digimon in this, in the PV. And I guess we saw a lot of the baby versions, and how everyone's pretty much happy to see their respective partners, except for Piyomon, for whatever reason.
Yeah. All the in-training Digimon are sort of warming up to their partners. They're saying, you came all the way to see us, so that's fine for me. And that's, I believe, Nyarumon saying to Hikari. I could be wrong there, but that's quite touching. Because she's saying, you know, oh, I don't know who you are, but, you know, you clearly came from another world, and that's fine. That's obvious that you care about me, so I trust you.
I'm looking forward to the one that turns into Plotmon.
Was Plotmon.
Oh, right. But so it has the whistle, right?
Yeah.
And there's going to be the conversation where Kari's like, that's my whistle. And they're like, no, it's not. I found it.
Well, yeah.
It's always been mine. Kari's like, I was a child. I woke a dragon.
And it's kind of cute when Nyarumon and Tsunamon are kind of cuddled up together. And there are two that we haven't really seen together often.
Honestly, we never see many of these Digimon together. The ones we really see are Agumon and Gardevoir, because their tamers live together. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're used to tamers now.
They're digidestined, they're partners, live together. So that made sense. And you get all those really cute shots of them eating together.
Well, we usually have, you know, Gabumon and Patamon, obviously, as well.
Yeah, but they're not often together, because they don't live together.
And there's just some really cute shots of, you know, the partners holding their Digimon, and there's a really cute one with Patamon flying into Takeru's arms. So I'm not sure if maybe Takeru sits him down and says, look, this is what just happened.
I feel like they should just get the photo that Tai keeps of all of them together. It's like, look! And then they're like, who are those Digimon? Because they don't know what their evolutions look like, because there are multiple different paths. Ah, you could play that.
Well, we said they evolve at some point to their child-level Digimon.
And we already know that Piyomon's story totally works out, because there's that scene, it's like, comrade, you called me comrade.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so touched in my tiny bird heart.
Well, spoilers, we know that it works out, because the poster has Ho-Omon on it.
That's also true. We know it's just a big, we know it's a work. It's a work to set up the turn into an ultimate, I guess. Yeah.
And we also see Patamon evolve to his ultimate level, which is quite interesting considering that wasn't on the poster. So it's a bit of a surprise. Even though we did have Patamon on a poster last movie, we didn't actually see Patamon reaching ultimate level.
Ah, but it's more of a surprise now that they've spoiled it to you in the...
Yeah.
Seriously, how cool would it have been if you didn't even know, and then you watch it and you're like, ah, there's another one!
Yeah, well, PVs do kind of spoil things.
Yeah, it's Japan. They don't care.
But I feel like we might be being lied to about Genii.
I don't think so. I don't think there's any way we could be being lied to.
I feel like they're setting it up. Like, when we saw the Kaiser back, and he's the Kaiser again, everyone was like, oh my gosh, Ken is evil again. But they purposely lied to us in that way. They made it look like it's canon, and it wasn't. So I think that maybe Jedi isn't actually evil, but we're being led to believe that he's evil, though that's what I don't want to happen.
But he's got the big evil face.
I know. I'm just saying that's what I think that, like, because I'm used to being lied to by trailers. So what I would like to happen, because that is clearly not what I want them to actually explain the little ball that goes into his back and is put there by Piedmon back in Adventure, because, oh my gosh, I just want to know.
What it sounds like you're proposing is the same plot twist that small 12-year-old Jay wrote during primary school for, like, there was a newspaper that posted, like, half a story, and they were, like, there was, like, a $1,000 challenge to finish the story.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote, and at the end of, the first bit, the dude, there's like someone they're chasing around, and he takes off a mask. And my big twist was, under the mask was another mask! Ooh! And so Jedi's gonna dissolve, and it's actually Ken underneath? Like, haha!
Did you write Digimon Adventure Tri when you were 12, Jay?
Obviously.
Clearly.
The winner was crap, though. I don't know how they possibly beat me. God.
You should have won, I bet. Anyway, so yeah, we see a bit where Piedmon is kind of being untrustworthy of Sora, which is a little bit different to how when Piokomon first met Sora in Digimon Adventure.
And she was just hugely in love with her immediately.
Yeah, and Piokomon was clinging to Sora's leg, and Sora was saying, "Get off me, I don't understand love." And I guess it's different now because Sora is a loving character, and as Ty says in the trailer, Sora is very interested in other people's going-ons, and she wants to help other people, but she doesn't actually focus on her own problems.
Oh my god, it's like a mirror. They, like, flip-reversed it, bro. Yeah. So instead of the loving being the bird, it's the girl. And now the girl is loving, and the bird's like, what the hell?
So I think this would be quite an interesting dynamic of it being the opposite to what it was in the first episodes of Adventure, where, you know, Sora! Sora!
And what if we flipped reversed it as well and made Matt vaguely tolerable and Gabumon is the awful one we all hate?
No, I want them both to be characters I like.
Well, too bad, you're never gonna actually like Matt. You'll say you do, but then he'll say something stupid like, I changed my band name into Black Hole Murgatroyd the Fourth Wolf Wolfy Wolf.
Wow, that is a name.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, that name is dumb. Knife of Ramen.
Knife on the world. The world on the edge of the knife.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's the best.
It's really, really bad.
Better than Teenage Wolves.
Are we watching this in English when it comes out?
Of course we are.
Oh, that's depressing.
I believe the Blu-rays are coming out sometime next year, and I will be buying them, and we'll be watching them and covering
them. I'm not going to remember the differences. There probably won't be any, honestly.
Well, if there are, we'll compare them. If not, we'll just cover the dub.
Fair enough.
Because, like, I would really like to see the dub, and it only came out in America and Canada in select theatres, but not in Australia, because who cares about Australia, right, guys?
So I'm aware that Seraphimon is around, but in my first watch through, I could barely see
it. I had to, like, scream at him about it.
I mean, it finished, and you said, did you see it? And I said, no. But that's basically, yeah. So we know the Dark Masters return in the sense that they vaguely appeared briefly, but it's really not focused on at all.
Well, Metal Seadramon showed up. And we know Machinedramon is there from the poster, and actually there's been another keychain set announced.
Oh, you love them keychains.
I totally do. I hate myself, but I love them so much.
Oh, I know the thing. Okay, so your theory is that Jedi takes his face off and it is another mask and it's Piedmon underneath.
Oh my god. Okay, no, that's good. That wasn't my theory. No, I was just going to say that they actually spoiled the Digimon who are in this movie. And, yeah, it's Puppetmon and Piedmon are the other keychains.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Puppetmon with the new animation and with better writing. Because he's in, like, the best episode of Adventure. Yeah. But, like, if they write him even better now, that'd be sweet. Also, I'm interested to know, is this pre-chaining up the Holy Beasts or something?
Well, it's...
What's the timeline?
They rebooted.
But were these guys around from the very, very, very beginning? How long before the kids showed up did the reboot begin?
Well, it's strange because... Alright, so Piedmon broke into Jedi's lab with all the young Jedi's walking around.
Yeah.
Right? And they stole the crests. And then the crest and egg that had Tailmon dropped, right?
Oh my god, I just thought of something amazing.
What?
What if it explains how Jedi became young in Season 2 by creating this, like, time paradox now by rebooting the world that he was in to make him young again.
What?
I don't know! It could be awesome! I just want time travel. I want that to be the core issue.
Hashtag make Jedi young again.
Oh my god. That was both solid and horrifying. Would you vote for Jedi?
No.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, I just want to know what that black ball is. It's still very concerning.
He wants to build a firewall. He'll make the real world pay for it.
Those goddamn real world people. They come in, steal our Digimons.
When the real world sends their people, they don't send their best. They only send children. Please stop sending children.
Can I please have a hat that says hashtag make a Jedi young again?
Except that there's no hashtag on that hat.
I'm really disappointed there's no hashtag. I'm going to do it. It's a hat tag.
It's not a hat tag.
It's a hat tag. It's a hat tag. What was I saying?
You were talking about making Jedi great again.
No, before that. Young again. I swear I had a...
We were talking about time travel paradoxes and...
No, I was saying how... I was trying to put down some thoughts...
The lab.
...about what happened. Okay, so either the Dark Masters were not told about the partners, so they didn't have to break in to steal the eggs and stuff.
Well, the partners aren't, like, inherently linked to the kids yet.
I know, but they were when they were in the lab, but... I don't think Apoclimon was brought back, and Apoclimon is why they did the thing. I'm trying to lay down some thoughts here, and it's not working. Okay, let's be real.
Apoclimon doesn't exist. He's non-canon. I know he was the ultimate bad guy of adventure, but he basically never happened because he has two episodes that you could cut out, and then it would be fine. Nothing would have changed. He's the fillerest final boss of all time.
They beat him with the power of... They had the power the entire time.
They beat them with the power of they were already friends.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's my favorite. I hope One Piece ends that way. They open up a chest and the One Piece is a little note that says, you became friends along the way.
And that friendship is the true treasure.
Yeah. So... I'm interested in seeing Piedmon and stuff. So maybe the argument is made that the Digimon became linked to the partners because they had the Digivices attached, the crest attached to their eggs.
Yeah.
Maybe? And that means this is before then, which means, again, Jedi in that world would be young. So it's kind of really confusing. One could argue that old Jedi was killed by young Jedi, maybe, and then he did time travel. I'm confused still.
Or maybe it's because he's one of the clones? You know how there was, like, Jose and Eucalyptus?
There's no way that is getting referenced.
There's no way Jose?
What? I don't know how I would react if it's like, oh yeah, Jedi's evil, right? And then the final reveal at the end of that episode, the cliffhanger at the end of 4, is like it zooms out and there's like 50 Genis.
Yeah, but maybe one of them's the evil twin.
But they're all evil twins.
But one of them's eviler.
The evilest?
The evilest of the twins.
The biggest evilest... Oh god, I don't know how to make this into a Cards Against Humanity joke. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work because we're a clean podcast. And yeah, so I'm trying to still lay down lots of thoughts about what actually happened, considering in this, since the world was rebooted, the kids, are they not destined to these partners anymore?
Well, obviously they're not. But are they destined to save this digital world? Always. Da-da-da-da.
But clearly get evolutions, though.
Oh, yeah, because they have their crests back, you recall. They didn't sacrifice them to save the world. They just loaned them temporarily to Oikawa, who will never be mentioned in Try. You're hearing it here first, except I'm sure I've said it before. Oikawa is never getting mentioned ever again in anything.
Do you think Try is going to retroactively retcon 02?
Retroactively retcon?
I tried.
The automatic ATM machine?
Shut up. I know, that was a bit... That was a bit redundant. But what I mean was, do you think they're going to retcon parts of 02?
I do not think so. I honestly think that their game is to ignore it as much as possible.
But Ken...
No. You can have characters be around and say stuff happened, but as far as the actual events of 02, ignore it. Don't talk about Oikawa. Don't talk about how Vanuon came back. You can talk about how Vanuon was a bad guy, but then, like, ooh, you know, we fought him that time.
So it's like 02 the smelly kid in class where you don't really want to say smells, but you also don't really want to hang out with them either?
Yeah, because the smelly kid in class keeps saying, everyone gets a Digimon! Isn't it nice that everyone in the world has one and everyone looks at them like, no, the destined kids get one.
And then the smelly kid continues to, like, rub mud into their pants.
Yeah, and it accidentally gets on the cool new kid, the foreign kid, whose name is Johnny Tamer. You know, he's the third kid in the class, and like everything's really cool except there's a little bit of this dirt on Johnny Tamara's elbows. So that's Kenta getting a random Digimon for no reason.
And then Saber's.
I don't know. I haven't seen Savar that. I haven't seen that.
Punches the smelly kid in the face.
You mean Timmy Savarino?
Timmy Savarino. And then we watch Frontier next. We still have to wait till Saber's.
I guess Savartino, maybe.
Savartino. Savar. I know I'm bad at making up names. Like, why are people listening to me right now?
I don't know, because you have a podcast.
Do I?
I mean, I don't know. You have to edit this, actually.
I know.
I assume all of this stuff is going.
No.
From Johnny Tamara to Timmy Savartino.
No, that was gold. Please don't tell me what to edit. There are things that are going and there are things that are staying, and this, my friend, is staying. It's relevant.
Fair enough. I think we've mined out this one fairly well.
I feel like I had more thoughts. I just can't think of them right now.
And we'll talk about them when the episode comes out.
Yeah, and presumably we'll get more PVs. And depending on how much content we can discuss about the following PVs, yes. But I just hope they don't ruin the Dark Masters, because that would break my heart.
Yeah, because there's so much to ruin.
Hey, look.
Machinedramon was so great.
Look,
Metal Seedramon, he was a great surfer.
Look, Puppetmon and Piedmon were both terrifying and effective as villains.
Fair enough. If they were the only two Dark Masters, I still would have bought it.
Since Machinedramon and Metal Seedramon are alive, I think that they will hopefully fix them. Because I always felt that they were definitely the weaker two. I feel like Machinedramon was more effective than Metal Seedramon. What are your thoughts?
I think that them being not just big killing machines does have an effect on the way that we see them. At the same time...
No, but that's not what I'm saying. I said that Metal Seedramon is the weakest, and then Machinedramon's like the second weakest, but Machinedramon still has promise.
Not according to the board game.
Oh my god, don't even talk to me about that board game, please.
For whatever reason, they're all like totally reverse, and Piedmon sucks.
I don't understand.
So, I don't know. I don't think... I think it's just in the context that they appeared the weakest because they were in that order.
But also Machinedramon, I feel like, was not the weakest because he launched a bunch of Digimon. He was the one who just said, I'm not gonna play with them. I'm not gonna toy around with them. I'm just gonna launch nukes at them.
Well, he didn't launch nukes at them.
He launched nuke Digimon at him.
No, he didn't. There were no nuclear Digimon.
Megadramon and Gigadramon launched nukes.
No, they don't. You don't know what a nuke is. They're in a city.
They launch it from their arms.
If they're in a city. If they launched nukes, the city wouldn't be there anymore.
Well, part of it goes away.
Yeah, look, if it was a nuclear strike, I don't think a Japanese piece of media is taking that lightly.
Good point.
And B, that means there's a big gaping hole where there used to be Digidestined.
Also, nothing from the poster was really explained in the trailer. Bakumon wasn't there?
That's true. That's a weird omission.
Machinedramon wasn't there. Ho-Omon wasn't there. The only hint at the love triangle that appears to be on the poster is Taichi saying how Sora, you know, meddles in others' affairs but doesn't really open up about her own problems.
What if the poster was totally not there? Like, was totally lying?
Like, you mean like the Edamon and Sukumon one that broke my heart?
I don't recall.
When they released the Chapter 3 poster, they released it on April Fool's and it had Edamon and Sukumon and Numon on it.
Right, but that was basically like that, I guess.
As much as I like Chapter 3, I would have liked to see that, just as a quick short.
You wanted it to be ruined? You wanted the best piece of Digimon media to be ruined?
I like Atmon, but it's ruining itself at the moment.
It is on a downward path.
Well, we haven't watched the next episode yet, so...
Hopefully it recovers.
Hopefully.
I don't want to start dreading watching that.
Alright, so thanks for listening. That was just a very quick, brief one before we record our actual podcast, which it's 10 o'clock at night and we have to still record the main podcast, so please, please think about us.
Forgiveness, please.
Please think about us and hope for us.
Keep us in your prayers.
Basically. So you'll be able to find the trailer linked in the description. And you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine. You can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit, though there will not be one for this episode, there will be one for the next episode. So if you wanted to post referring to this episode in the Reddit one, we do recommend you wait until we release the next Tamers episode and just comment on it saying this is about the Try episode you just did. And we'd also really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and on Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon. Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong. Metal Mamimon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube. Chuckmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Lato, who is at Hiro Lato on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Frost Maragic, who is at Frost Maragic on Twitter. Steven Reeves, who is at WildBoom64 on Twitter. Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Redden Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which is great. Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr. Corey and Kyle.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be also found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airdramon. Make sure to let us know it was for the podcast. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye.